Kitten, your Xiaomi corresponding to Kitten Bavli Daf Nun Beis. We begin your Xiaomi and Daf Chav Tef Medalas at the Mishnah. Yisoymim shesamchu etza balabayis oy shimin elahem avihem apotropos chayv la'aseh perusayim. Orphans who relied on a balabayis means to manage their affairs, or their father appointed a guardian for them, he must tithe their perus. A guardian appointed by their father must swear that he didn't benefit from the estates. On appointed by Beis Din, need not swear. Abishol says it's just the country. One appointed by their father need not swear, but one appointed by Beis Din must swear. And the Gemara says, Atem prat l'shutfim. Atem prat l'apitropos. Atem prat l'teirim she'ina shalai. The Gemara brings from Avisa, the word Atem in Bamidbar Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Chofres, you will tithe. This excludes partners, for may not tithe if partners share without his consent. Atem excludes a guardian. Atem excludes one who tithes what is not his. Atem, part of the Shutfim, Atanina Shutfim Shetoromu. The Gemara asks, how can I say Atem which excludes partners? There's a Mishnah that says partners who tithes. The Chacham say that the first one's Truma is Truma, and the second one's Truma is not Truma. The answer is here, the Mishnah discusses Truma Gedoyla, and here the Baisa discusses Truma Maisa, about which Atem is written. The Gemara objects, well, we learn Truma Gedoyla only from Truma Maisa. Surely the same applies to both of them. Rather, the second answer is here, the Mishnah discusses La Halacha, which means if he tithed, the evidence truma, and here that means the baisa discusses the maaser, which means the hatchila, you may not tithe, lest his partner not consent. Atem prat l'apotropos, the rationale, yisoymim shesolcho etza balabayis, oy shimin alehem avihem apotropos, chayv la'aseh perusayim. The Gemara asks, how can it say Atem exclude the guardian? Amisha says, orphans who relied on a balabayis, or their father appointed a guardian to them, he is obligated to tithe their payers. Evaya Amrin Kan Apotropin La'ilam Kan Apotropin Nashar. They answered that here our Mishnah discusses a permanent guardian and the Baisa discusses a temporary guardian. If Yosi Boy in Apotropin La'ilam Vedar Dutani Moichahu Avodim Avod Eitakois. If Yosi objected that if he is a permanent guardian, why is it taught in a Tosefta on our Mishnah that he may sell slaves but not land? Ella Kan Yasam Godol, Kambi Yasam Cotton. The second answer is rather here, our Mishnah discusses a guardian for an orphan, for an adult orphan. Here the Baisa discusses a guardian for a minor orphan. Amma Biyuchem Tchila, Ein Ma'amidim Apotropos, Yisaimim Lachov Lahem, Elaschis Lahem, Vimchavu Chovum. Biyuchem says that ideally we don't set up a guardian for orphans to go to judgment on behalf of them for their detriment, rather only to benefit them. If they were obligated in the din, they were obligated. V'yesi v'chanina amar ben b'tchela ben b'seif ein ma'amidim lahen ben l'schus ben l'chayva. V'yesi v'chanina said that both l'chatchela and b'di'eved, we don't set up a guardian for orphans to go to Beis Din for them because their benefit, for the benefit of or their harm. Masnisa pliga av v'yesi v'chanina ma'amidim lahen apotropos. We have a question against v'yesi v'chanina from the Mishnah. We set up a guardian for orphans. Shnihi b'shor shele yelech v'yazik. The answer is it's different over there. We set up a guardian to guard their ox, lest it go and damage. Izik mishel mi hein mishalmin. If it damaged, from whose property is the money paid? Rabbi Yochanan omar mishel yisaimim. Rabbi Yochanan says it's from the orphans. Rabbi Yosi b'chanina omar mishel apitropos. Whereas the Yosef Chanina says it is from the guardian. Afilu d'lagivpo v'yechanan kein leif milfei amma kein lai dehu amma lebasayif imchav v'chorol. And even if the Yochanan didn't say so explicitly, can we not infer it from what he said? If they were obligated in the Beis Din, they were obligated. Apotropos shemino av yisaimim yishava she'ein darkoi lebachin. Shemino Beis Din le yishava she'ein darkoi lebachin. A guardian appointed by the father must swear because their father would not usually check whether or not he's trustworthy Well, it's one appointed by Beis Din, need not swear because Beis Din usually checks. Abishol Aimer Chilif Adroim Apitropis, he says, Shimeno Beis Din, Yishavash Mipnei Shuhu Kanei Sesachah, Shimeno Avisayim Le Yishavah Matei, Shiyachem Meimele, Tavus Avina Avidna Lach. I should say, Abishol says, just the contrary, a guardian appointed by Beis Din must swear, because he's like one who is paid, means he gets a reputation of being trustworthy, therefore he won't refrain, even if he has to swear. One appointed by the orphan's father need not swear, because he can say, I wanted to do a favor for you to be a guardian, but I don't benefit from this. If I must swear, I will refrain. Asya de Birchanan, Kurabonan, Uda Rabyesi, Barchanina, Kabashol. The Yochanan holds like the Rabbonan, means the Yochanan exempts the guardian from paying for the ox's damage, lest he refrain, and Rabyesi Barchanina holds like Abashol. He will not refrain because he gets a good reputation. Rav Yochanan, Kurabonin, Rafili, the Yisbog, Ka'abashol, Bayehu, Barnash, Mitan, Yisei, Begain, Demiskari, Mehemen. The Gemara rejects this. First of all, must Rav Yochanan hold like Rabbonin? He could even hold like Abashol. A person wants to pay if he's negligent in order to be called trustworthy. Everyone is not called trustworthy due to being appointed to guard animals. And also we say that must Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina hold like Abashol. Even if he holds like Rabbanon, a person flees from Ashura, but he does not flee from pain.